Let's do it. Friday morning. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a May 7th. It's Mother's Day this weekend. Don't forget, still no gifts bought between the three of us dudes here in studio. Hopefully you're better suited to celebrate mom. We started off talking about that and continued throughout the show. Bill Gates dates. That's the topic of a sports book somewhere in the world, placing odds on who he'll date now that he's divorced. We found out something surprising about the Captain Planet theme today. Ice Cream Man was in Song Stories, and we went through the Goop gift guide for mom. Genesis is, of course, a hot ticket in town right now, and we threw them in the isolation booth today for a Land of Confusion. And comedian Michael Costa joined us. Check it out. It is the Daily Podcast.
See, here's a question for you, as long as I mentioned Mother's Day. Okay. Of course, we're doing a Fleetwood Mac weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that stars two women who are not mothers.
Whoa, I never thought of that.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
All right. But Mother's Day, real holiday or commercial holiday?
Real.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, because it's, even though you do go out and buy things and there is a commercial aspect of it, it's not like, say, Halloween, right? Which is like totally commercial.
Right.
Or Christmas, which has become totally commercial. I find that sad, but true.
Right? Valentine's Day, obviously.
Valentine's Day, yep.
It's a big one.
Yeah, right. So Mother's Day is a real one.
Yeah, and I have to say that because I would expect someone to say that Father's Day is a real holiday as well.
Except for a dad.
If I want to golf by myself with no kids, my wife leave me alone.
In your underwear.
In my underwear. Mother's Day is absolutely a real day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
She can have the pedicure. I'll have the round of golf.
Okay.
Deal.
All right, that's it. Me, I'm just laying in a habit getting drunk.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Do you know what country is .ag? What do you think that is?
.ag.
Yeah. You know, like how you know in certain countries, like if you're getting to a website from England, it's .uk.
Right. Argentina.
It might be.
Algeria.
Might be. I don't know. So, there's a sports betting site called sportsbetting.ag. All right, and they...
Dave, you look that one up in case it's a...
They're putting odds on who Bill Gates will date next.
Oh, really? Who's in the running? Who's favored?
Well, currently, Ann Wynball, the science buddy, mm-hmm. All right, we were talking about yesterday, is the odds-on favorite. But also some woman named Shari Aronson, all right, who's an Israeli businesswoman. Odds on her are 25-1. You ready for this one? Jennifer Aniston and Terry Hatcher are 33-1 odds.
What?
Right? Yeah, I don't. They're like picking these names: Angelina Jolie, Drew Barrymore, and Kim Kardashian, 50-1. What? You know, it's got. You know, you're right. It's got to be like Argentina or something. It's got to be a country that has no sense to who these people are. Right.
There's a better chance that it's Mackenzie Bezos.
Oh my God! I was just thinking that.
Right.
Just thinking
one
that.
Mind.
Really.
Rich man's wife.
All right. So I guess Caitlyn Jenner is out.
Well, maybe.
All right. 100-1 odds on that. Right. And 1,001 odds on Queen Elizabeth. Really?
I'm taking Prince Philip.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I've got a Mother's Day question for you both. Mm-hmm. I unfortunately don't have to deal with this sort of problem, but you two do. Who should you buy a bigger gift for on Mother's Day? Your mother or the mother of your children?
Mother of your children.
Yes. Agreed. Steve got it.
That.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
it?
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
The person you see every single day for
the one
hours
you got to live
end.
With.
Yep.
The one you got to live with. I mean, can you imagine what it is like for the guy who goes out and he buys some sort of big, beautiful thing for his mother, and then for his wife, he goes, hey, here's a card.
Yeah.
And
here's a rose.
Right. And
here's
plant.
A divorce.
Here's a plant I picked up at a gas station.
Yep.
Right? God.
Not to mention, for my wife, it was a lot tougher to have kids,
uh-huh.
You know, two IVFers.
Right.
As opposed to my mom, who basically, you know, just sat down and one of us popped out.
Right. I can't believe he calls his kids IVFers.
I call mine MFers.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
The Vatican and Pope Frank are putting together an environmental
task force.
Environmental
think tank.
environmental slash COVID Task force think tank kind of thing. And they got all these people, and you know, Dr. Fauci is part of it, and all these people all around. And Joe Perry.
From
Aerosmith. Yeah, I have no idea.
He has a lot of experience with needles.
Yeah, he does. That must be it. That's definitely it. 46 degrees outside right now. Partly sunny with some rain later on. The high temperature, about 65 degrees. For song stories this morning, Van Halen's take on an old blues song. We will get to that at 7:10. I've got a question for you. Do you know the TV show, any of you? Do you know the TV show? It's a animated series, Captain Planet.
Yeah,
of course.
Grew up with
really?
It.
Yes,
no. really?
Captain
really?
Yes.
Planet.
He's fire, wind, what? Water, earth,
fire!
Heart.
Wind,
art.
Water, heart.
Go yes.
Planet.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take.
So you guys know this?
Right? Yeah, grew up with it. Right.
Yep.
Do you know who wrote it?
Oh man.
Ernest Hemingway.
Who is Dave Letterman's band leader?
That would be Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, that's my guess.
No. That's It's Raining Men.
Are you saying
Paul
who?
Schaefer wrote It's
I knew
Raining
that.
Men.
He dabbled
talking
in
who
a lot.
Wrote the song. Not...
Yeah, who wrote the song, yeah. Not the TV show.
Yeah, that's why I'm going with a
yeah,
musician.
Yeah, Paul Schaefer.
I don't know.
Well, you'll have to wait for
it. Oh, you tease.
For Cindy to finish doing traffic. And then we'll get back to Captain Planet. Oh, my God, he just saved a whale. Captain Planet.
He's a hero.
Now, who will be a hero this morning and figure out who wrote that song?
I kind of want to go out on a limb, like someone strange that wouldn't.
David Attenborough.
He is Captain Planet. Bowie.
No, it's not David Bowie.
Is it a classic rocker, though?
It is a classic rocker.
Oh, man.
Ozzy.
Nope, not Ozzy.
Lemmy.
No, not Lemmy.
Alice.
No.
I don't know.
All right. Cindy, you want to take a shot?
I love that show.
Nah, I could think it was like Patti Smyth.
Nope. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you the writer of Captain Planet, Phil Collins.
No way.
Really?
Phil Collins wrote Captain Planet.
Wow.
And, of course, later on this morning, Phil and those other two guys who make up Genesis, we've got tickets for Front Row for that show for Name That Drum, Phil, at 8:35.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
I don't know if you know about it, but I am the winner of an Amazon pod. I came in second place, but I got an Amazon pod.
An Amazon, what kind of pod?
I have no idea what it is. I just got a text that says, Amazon, congratulations, John. You came in second in this week's Amazon pod raffle.
Ooh.
Right. Mm. More than likely, I won $1 million or $2.
Probably.
Probably a couple of million.
Give them all your information.
Right. Yeah, give me everything I want to know. This is such a phishing scam. Yeah. It's insane. Right. Just follow this link.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the clue right there. Presently, I'm caught up with
your Amazon pod. What's the temperature in the pod?
46 degrees in the pod and in Philadelphia. A partly sunny day. I might see some rain later on. High temperature getting up to 65 degrees. Speaking of later on this hour, we've got Genesis in the isolation booth. Of course, at 8:35 this morning, we've got Front Row tickets to see Genesis. Those tickets are going on sale today at noon. And maybe you could walk away with Front Row. I mean, I can't imagine what front row tickets for this show cost. I mean, they've got to be pricey.
I think it's $500, honestly.
I mean, didn't someone say yesterday they paid $300 for a pair of tickets?
And that was just the section 100.
There, you're right.
So you could be like the 20th row and pay that much.
Exactly. So, we've got front row tickets coming up at 8:35 this morning. But right now, we got to get to...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So when Van Halen put out their very first album, they had two cover songs on it. One being You Really Got Me, and which became the band's first single ever. And and a much more obscure song, Ice Cream Man. Well, here's David Lee Roth, who says that, they got that one from and compares it to something he did later on.
Ice Cream Man's old blues, from whence it all came. You know, it's rhythm and blues, and the attitude is rock and roll, you know. Geez, you know, I've been doing that since the first album back in 78, I guess. That could be any kind of music. That could be I'm Easy, I'm Easy. It's the same kind of rhythms. It's the same kind of sentiment.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
You know, there is one place that I think most moms are hoping that we go shop for their gifts.
Condom Kingdom.
No, not Condom Kingdom.
They're still around.
I have no idea.
When was the last time you were on South Street?
Yeah, probably college.
So, no, I'm talking about...
She's the most obnoxious girl in the world.
Yeah, we're going to the Goop site.
Gwyneth Paltrow is spewing. She's always boo-hooing. Had it up to here. She's the most obnoxious girl of the year.
Now, I realize that some of these things are not for all of us or for, you know, the common mom, right? Like the $105,000 luxury yacht trip to Croatia. That might not be wow. something that you're getting your mom for Mother's Maybe Day this not. Year. But there are some other items on here that, well, what could come in handy, a DIY sushi kit.
Okay.
Right. That's fun.
Right. Because there's nothing your mom loves doing more than carving up raw fish.
Yeah.
All right. What about the... Crave Vesper Vibrator Necklace, $149.
Wow.
It's a personal gift.
Yeah.
It's a personal gift. Yeah. All right. Then there's the
long necklace, though.
The Satya Twin Custom Night Sky Chart Hat.
What is that?
That is a hat that has embroidered what the sky looked like on the day mom was born.
Oh.
All right, you know, where the stars, what the positions of everything was.
Okay, on a hat.
Right, on a hat.
Nice.
For $2,575.
Oh. No.
Okay. Stick with the sushi kit that so far.
Right. And Hermes Scrunchie.
Okay.
All right. Is it Scrunchie? Is that what they call them, Cindy? Scrunchies?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, yeah. An Hermes Scrunchie, $230.
Oh, steal.
Right.
Is that a fabric?
Especially with the way women lose those things. You're at $235 out of pop.
Is that a fabric? Hermes?
Yeah, Hermes.
Hermes?
Hermes.
Hermes
is
the Greek god?
Well, it's Hermes.
Oh.
Right, it's a French design company.
Sure, Hermes.
All right. And the Brondell Swatch 1400 luxury bidet seat.
Okay, how much?
$649.
Bargain!
There you go.
She's the most obnoxious girl.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Here's a clean ass.
I didn't mention the Sura Spa one-year transformation program. Right?
All right.
Where Mom will be treated to a body and soul makeover, including 4 10-day stays at Proper Hotel in Santa Monica, a retreat in Kauai, and more. $150,000.
Okay, just give me the stupid candle that smells like a vagina. Enough of this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's now time for us to go into...
the isolation booth.
And in the case of Phil Collins, I was having a text conversation with somebody the other day who wanted to know, why don't British singers sound British when they sing? Right? You know, that when they're singing, they sound like they have no accent at all. And if you listen to Phil in Land of Confusion...
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
There's nothing that really sounds...
Be haunted by a million screams. Right.
British about what he's doing. Right. But then other times... You know, dance with me, dance with me. I was like, really? Okay. And then invisible touch, right? You know, he adds these noises to the way he sings. But overall, when he sings, it sounds as English as any of us might sound.
Tonight, there's too many men, too many people making too many problems.
not much love to go around.
Just not, it's just not there. But if we add the band, it's not like the band is going to show up when we add the band. But when you hear the mix, it's all going to make a lot more sense.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
He'll be at Soul Joel's tomorrow night for one show at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets through souljoels.com. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, when we last met our hero, he was new to New York. I wonder how that's going for him. Michael Costa is here. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Thank you. Yeah, what a time to move to New York right before probably the worst year in New York City history. I don't know. It's all good. You know, there was already anger here, and now there's just more anger and more germs. So I'm excited to get out of town and do some performing at Soul Joel's.
It will be fun. Everybody raves about Soul Joel's. I think you're going to love it, right? But great. Did your parents move? You're from Ann Arbor, right?
Yeah, I'm from Ann Arbor. I'm the youngest of four kids.
Uh-huh.
None of the kids understand what the hell happened, but about 15 years ago, my parents retired to a penthouse apartment in the Upper West Side of New York. We're not rich. We were never rich. You know, I couldn't go to soccer camp as a kid because we didn't have money. I asked for an extra pair of hockey skates because my hockey skates broke. My dad said we don't have any money. And now they're living like in a penthouse and the Columbus Circle. So now, thankfully, the pandemic has bankrupted them, and they are back in Michigan now. But they had a 15-year stint of spending all of our inheritance.
What did Dad do that he was able to save all this money? Because obviously he wasn't spending it on his kids.
Well, that is a great question, because my father owned a travel agency, and that's not exactly, you know, retire to the Hamptons money. So when I start asking my dad where the money came from, he starts mentioning like the NASDAQ and options trading, and then he trails off.
Uh-huh.
And there could be some shadiness there. I'm not, you know, I hope no one from the IRS is listening. If your father ever says options trading,
right,
get yourself and him psychological help.
Now, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
So I'm the youngest of four, John, Christy, Todd, Michael. So three boys. My poor sister, I remember we would pick on her one time. She punched Todd. Todd punched her back. She tried to block the punch. She broke two fingers. She then goes to my father and says, Todd broke two fingers. And my dad says, well, why did you try to block it? I mean, this is what my sister has grown up with. You know, it's just too many men, too many balls flying around the house, both figuratively and literally. And bless her soul, my sister is a hospice nurse. She now helps people every day who are so sick and passing away. So she has turned her anger and frustration of us into a very worthy profession.
Were you tough guys?
Well, you know, probably reading my bio, that I played collegiate tennis, so I couldn't be that tough. I mean, you literally hold the extra tennis ball in your pocket. Like, what other sport are you putting? You know, it would be amazing if the football player, the wide receiver, had an extra ball in his back pocket. So no, we weren't tough guys, but it was a house in the Midwest, suburban. We had space. We loved sports. My brother had a knife collection. You know, I don't know how parents. I have a baby now who's one.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I the generation that raised four kids, I mean, they must have been fully mentally demented.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Dave comes from five here.
I have two, and I'm like, how did this ever go beyond this?
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah, it, for anyone, and both financially, emotionally, from an alcohol standpoint, you know, it is. I don't know how, and now it makes sense. I think back to my father, and every time I saw him, there was a beer in his hand, and sometimes while he was driving me home from tennis practice.
What was his brand?
You know, he did Michelob Original. Wow. Okay? So, you know, I don't even know if they make a Michelob Original anymore. Now it's just that Ultra thing where I guess you have to be biking the Tour de France to drink this beer all of a sudden.
Or a tennis pro.
Or a tennis pro, yeah. Yeah, so he was a Michelob guy, and he was also a Stroh's guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a long drive from Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, and he, you know, he grew up in Binghamton, New York.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I was first illegally underage drinking, I had a fake ID, and I went to the shady liquor shop, and I tried to buy Stroh's, and the guy's like, we haven't had that in 20 years, you know, but I didn't know any different. That's just what my dad drank.
So the baby is new. Are you no longer in Manhattan?
I'm not in Manhattan anymore. I'm in Brooklyn, which is much better for the baby. We do have, there is one tree in our neighborhood. We have a balcony, so I can barbecue a little bit. You know, if there's any young men out there that are getting ready to have a kid, I think it's okay to hear from another man. I don't love the baby phase, okay? Now that she's, like, walking and can point and I can make her laugh, I'm into this kid. But the first 6-7 months, I'm like, what do I have to do with this thing? It's kind of brutal, you know? And then you communicate that to your wife, and she's going, well, what do you mean? This is the perfect angel of all time. And I'm going, this thing sucks. It drains my money. I haven't slept. You, and the other thing that happens is the wife, now you're number two in your own house now. You know, used to be number one. So that's a lot of adjustment, but it's getting better. And look, comedy's my therapy, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to the audience on Saturday.
Well, Michael Costa is going to be at Soul Joe's tomorrow night. One show only. You don't want to miss this, and you don't want to miss his special. What's the name of the special again, Michael?
It's called Michael Costa, Detroit, New York, L.A. It's on Paramount Plus is the streaming it's on. It's also on the on Comedy Central. If you just Google that, it'll show up. But I'm excited to be at Soul Joe's, man. Joel's been texting me nonstop. I had to almost block his number a few times. But I'm excited to be there, and I've heard great things about the venue.
It is a terrific space. You can get tickets, folks, through souljoes.com. Classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Show.
Newsflash, we're screwed.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
Here it comes. Front row tickets to see Genesis for Name That Drum Fill. It's front row, so this is not going to be the easiest clue all week. This is going to be the hardest one we've had. So hopefully you can. You practicing over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I was just making sure I know what I'm doing.
Were you trying to do the fill one?
I was just doing what I did the other day when I was like, I'll do it. When you couldn't find the fill one, and I banged it out perfectly over here.
Okay, well, yeah, bang out the. Let me see if it sounds anything like the fill one.
I'm going to take my ring off.
All right.
That was actually way better.
Yeah,
thank you.
Better than the other
He's
day.
He's been practicing.
No, but day, I think he added a beat.
What's a beat? I don't even know.
The way Phil does it is like this, or even like this. Come on.
Come here. I'll do the Mike Tyson one.
There it is.
Yeah. He had one more.
I don't know. I think I nailed better. It. Dave,
right. Yeah, do it again. Do it again. See, he's putting
in
more.
Yeah, he's putting extra.
Yeah.
You know what? It's because I'm one better than Philip Stench.
No. You're not one better than
You're
anybody.
Right. I'm two better.
Yeah, right now. Personally, I'm better. I'm the better man. I'm the better man because I'm playing better man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.